The people in place in security have to analyze the issues and share with the stakeholders who are also part of the system. Because only few institutions cannot ensure security. To me, I think it starts from individuals. Even when you are walking and somebody is following you, how do you watch? When you are driving and you see strange people around, what do you do? In your community, when people come around, like what happened to Tema, I learned the people came there, stood there for some time, for more than hours, and they were able to do their robbing and execute their plans. These are things that could have been prevented. So the securities have to engage other people to get the information, especially the citizenry. And they also have to get the confidence that they are not afraid of what message they give to the security, that they will not be exposed. And when we do this as a nation, it will really help.
The government is now drafting in the military to be part of the internal security and protection. Is it the way to go?
The prompt action of the security, that is the military, one way or the other is, but it shouldn't be so much because that is the only last tool we have as a nation when you look at our security apparatus. The military come in when we don't have anyone to come, but when people become familiar with them, look at what is happening in Operation Vanguard. What people are saying because they are involving with the civilian. Some of these things, even as the military are engaged, they have to be very careful that we don't lose that respect again as a nation. Other than that, we as a nation is a doom.
Touching on the current situation in the Ashanti region in particular, Reverend Father Amua recommended a paradigm shift from the top-bottom approach to a bottom-up approach in dealing with security problems by which communities and people directly involved in conflicts are made active participants in the search for lasting solutions.
When you look at Ashanti region, yes, the Operation Cowleg, I think it started 1988-89, but we still talked of Operation Cowleg. I think it's the stakeholder engagement that will be better because even the peace that we have all over the world are now thinking of having an infrastructure whereby individual institutions are part, civil society organization, the religious groups, other people who are involved and those who are not involved, who are part of the society. All these people have to come together. We analyze it. Let's take a way forward because if the issue is, as Ashanti proverb says, these are happening in the certain community. How are the people even in the community part of the solution? These are the things. So if they are not, it doesn't matter what you do. And these are the things that some of the worldly concepts about security are missing, and they are going back to the infrastructure for peace, which involve local, that is, you know, the security talks about top-down approach, but now they are looking at bottom-up approach. In the bottom-up approach, it means that the local people are the people who are becoming a solution to their own problem. And when it happens like that, the issue is resolved.
You heard Executive Secretary of the Peace Council in the Ashanti region, Reverend Father Emmanuel Amua, in that interview with our correspondent Nicholas Osewusu in Kumasi.